This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Monday, December 10th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. We're going to start before we'll get to all the NFL, but we're going to start with Saturday night, a couple of major events. In the world of boxing, Juan Manuel Marquez knocked out Manny Pacquiao in the sixth round. And if you followed these fights, this was fight number four. You know the first three were all by decision. Really controversial, two of the three, one draw, two decisions for Pacquiao. But Saturday night, Marquez knocked down Pacquiao once. Pacquiao knocked down Marquez. And then in the sixth round, Marquez knocked Pacquiao out cold. I mean, it was a scary punch. If you see, he's a great counterpuncher. Again, if you follow this, you know all this. But he got Manny after he had swung at Marquez. Marquez with a right to his face, literally knocked Pacquiao face down. He landed face down on the canvas, was knocked cold briefly, fight over. Marquez Pacquiao 4. If you get to see it on TV next week, usually they'll put it on regular TV next week. Please watch it. It was well worth it. And now already they're talking about Marquez Pacquiao 5. Pacquiao, Mayweather now, frankly, a dead issue. But this was a stunning fight. There are rumors swirling, of course, that Marquez was using some performance-enhancing drugs. Obviously, there's a lot of pre-race testing, or pre-fight testing, I should say, and post-fight testing. And we'll have to see what happens, whether he comes up positive or not. A lot of people think that's going to happen. He did certainly seem stronger. He was never able to knock Pacquiao down in the first three fights. So there is kind of a question mark here. But Marquez does knock Manny Pacquiao out cold in the sixth round of their fight Saturday night. And we'll just have to wait for, frankly, post-fight test results. The other big thing Saturday night, which you're probably aware of, obviously, is Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football from Texas A&M, wins the Heisman Trophy. You knew there was going to be some history here no matter what happened because Colin Klein, the K-State quarterback, was a distant third, as he was in the voting. It was between Manti Te'o, the linebacker from Notre Dame, no solely defensive player. One has ever won the Heisman. Charles Woodson won it, but he was a great return man as well, as you know. But it was Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, and look, I think he deserved it. He beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa, something that's been virtually impossible to do since Nick Saban has been there. Not only that, he broke the SEC total yardage records previously set by Tim Tebow and then Cam Newton, and as you know, Tebow at Florida, Cam Newton at Auburn also won the Heisman, so I think he deserves it. He is the first freshman to win it, but he's a redshirt freshman. He's a junior in college in terms of courses. He had an unbelievable season. Again, if he doesn't beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa, he doesn't win it. And I thought they could have given it to Manti Te'o of Notre Dame, who had a sensational season. Notre Dame surprisingly undefeated, number one in the country, playing for the national championship, as you know, against Alabama, 8-point underdog, but he easily could have won it as well. But I think there's just a slight bias still against defensive players. Again, a lot of people thought there might be a slight bias against Johnny Manziel as a freshman, but Tebow won when he was a sophomore, and others have won as sophomores. This kind of set the stage. And again, school-wise, he was a junior, and he did redshirt with Texas A&M last season, the year before this season. So give him a lot of credit, but those were the two big stories from Saturday night. But let's get to now the football yesterday. I think the most interesting game by far, if you got to see it, even the highlights, just a stunning game. The Ravens at the Redskins, the Ravens trying to distance themselves from the Steelers and the Bengals. But yesterday in overtime, the Redskins staying alive in the NFC East, staying alive in the wild card hunt, have an almost miraculous 31-28 win over the Ravens. And again, if you watch the game early, Redskins were up 7-0, 14-7. But then Joe Flacco hit Pitta for a touchdown, hit Bolden for a touchdown, Ray Rice scored a touchdown, and the Ravens were up 28-20 late. Griffin gets hurt, RG3 gets hurt with 1:42 left in the game. He scrambles, he takes a tremendous hit. He comes out for one play. Kirk Cousins comes in, the backup quarterback, you'll remember, from Michigan State, who's gotten no publicity this year. He comes in, he throws a pass, third down pass as they're driving. It gets blocked, but pass interference is called, and RG3 comes back in, completes a couple of passes. He can barely walk. It was unbelievable. He hits Santana Moss over the middle. He completed a couple of passes, but then literally could not barely walk, so he took himself out of the game. And then with 29 seconds left, Cousins back in the game, hits Pierre Garçon in the corner of the end zone, wide open, for a touchdown pass with 29 seconds. Now, that only brings him to 28-26. So Cousins, who played two plays, 2-for-2 passing, 26 yards and a touchdown, now has to get them in the end zone for a two-point conversion. If he doesn't, the game's over. They'll try an onside kick with 29 seconds left, but they're not going to get in, get an onside kick, recover, drive for a field goal in 29 seconds. So Cousins drops back the pass, runs right up the middle, virtually untouched, doesn't get hit till he's in the end zone, scores the two-point conversion, ties up the game at 28, and then, of course, they have to have overtime. And the Ravens win the toss, but the Redskins are able to stop them. Then Crawford has like a 50-yard punt return to set up a 34-yard field goal by Kai Forbach to win the game. A miracle win. Redskins 31, Ravens 28. MRI for Griffin on his right knee, but it's just a knee sprain. They don't know if he'll play next week, but it's not an ACL tear. It's not a meniscus tear. The MRI was negative. Griffin, you know, was interviewed after the game, was hysterically funny. He said, yeah, I knew I was hurt bad when they hit me. I screamed, and then he paused and said, like a man, ha, ha, ha. Everybody laughed. He's a total, you know, he's a great player, but he totally has the media in the palm of his hand. But Kirk Cousins really came off the bench. You know, RG3 got a lot of respect from the league and his teammates by coming back in, but it was Kirk Cousins who threw the touchdown pass with 45 seconds left to Pierre Garçon, and it was Kirk Cousins who ran it in. And he didn't have to do a whole lot to set up the field goal, but he did set up the field goal as well. Redskins 31, Ravens 28. Again, a gigantic win for the Redskins. The Ravens got lucky, I think, because the Steelers lost, the Bengals lost. We'll get to that in a minute. But the Ravens now dropped to 9-4, and they've had a few games like this that they could have won. The Redskins stay in the hunt at 7-6. Still only a game behind the Giants. That how it is in the NFL. If you're 500, you're still in the mix. Now, the other game that was of some note, the Dallas Cowboys, you probably heard on Saturday, Josh Brent, their nose tackle, was in the car with his teammate and best friend, Jerry Brown. Brent was driving under the influence. He was speeding. He got into a one-car accident. And Jerry Brown, his teammate, was killed in that accident. There'll be a memorial service on Tuesday for Dallas. They decided they would play the game on the road in Cincinnati. Brent was taken to jail, released eventually on $500,000 bond. And look, he's devastated. It's his fault. He was drunk. He was speeding. His teammate died. But, you know, people are now saying if you have a DWI in college, you shouldn't be allowed in the NFL. If you have a DWI when you're in the NFL, you shouldn't be allowed to play anymore. Look, this is a terrible situation. I think that's a little harsh. But Brent was in jail. Brown was dead. The Cowboys went out against a very good Cincinnati Bengals team and came back late to win. Dallas 20, Cincinnati 19. Now, Cincinnati's been very hot. But yesterday, Tony Romo, 25 for 43, 268 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Jason Witten, four receptions for 62 yards. Murray, 21 rushes for 53 yards. But really, it was Romo driving them down the field in the final minute to set up a Bailey field goal to win the game at the buzzer. Dallas 20, Cincinnati 19. Dalton, 20 for 33, 206, one touchdown, one pick. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, 12 rushes for 49 yards. Hawkins, 6 receptions for 44 yards and a touchdown. Gresham, 4 for 43. But the Cowboys, 20. The Bengals, 19. A gigantic win for the Cowboys. A loss, Cincinnati, still in the playoff hunt, but a bad loss for the Bengals at home. They've been playing unbelievably well of late. Another huge game, the Bears in Minnesota to play the Vikings. Minnesota with their backs to the wall, a must-win, 6-6 going into the game, a must-win against Chicago. Chicago obviously in the playoff hunt, 8-4 going into the game. But it was the Minnesota Vikings and the Adrian Peterson show, Minnesota 21, Chicago 14. Adrian Peterson, first play from scrimmage, 51 yards. 31 rushes for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns for Peterson. He had 104 yards rushing in the first quarter alone. Jay Cutler threw 2 bad interceptions. One was returned by Harrison Smith for a touchdown. One was returned by Josh Robinson to the 6-yard line. So obviously a bad day for Cutler. He would eventually be knocked out of the game. Brian Urlacher, he's out for the season. Campbell came in and down 21-7 threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Marshall to make it 21-14, but that's where it finished. Minnesota 21, Chicago 14, Minnesota 7-6, Chicago 8-5, so obviously Minnesota still in the playoff hunt, and it was a must-win for them. Peterson, not only the star of the game, but pretty much the entire offense. I think I saw a stat where Peterson in his last 4 games has rushed for more yardage than Ponder has passed for, and yesterday was no exception. Peterson, 154 yards rushing. Ponder, 11 for 17 for 91 yards, no touchdowns, 1 pick. Peterson, the star of the game, obviously. Cutler, 22 for 44, 260 yards, 1 TD, but those incredibly costly 2 interceptions, 1 return for a touchdown, 1 return to the 6-yard line for another score. Campbell, 6 for 9 in relief, 64 yards and 1 touchdown, but it wasn't enough. Forte, 13 rushes for 85 yards. Marshall had an unbelievable game, 10 receptions for 160 yards and a touchdown, but it just wasn't enough. Vikings, 21 with their season on the line. Bears, 14. Vikings, 7-6. Bears, 8-5. Another interesting game. New Orleans in to see the Giants. New Orleans had killed the Giants last year. You know they have that great offense, but you know they also don't have a very good defense. And yesterday, the Giants crushed the Saints at the Meadowlands, 52-27. It was the David Wilson show. Wilson, if you follow the Giants, you know he fumbled his first carry from scrimmage in the first game, and Tom Coughlin had essentially put him in the doghouse as a ball carrier. But yesterday was his coming out party. David Wilson, 97-yard kickoff return, 2 rushing touchdowns, including a 52-yard touchdown. All in all, he had 327 all-purpose yards, a New York Football Giants record. Obviously, that goes back to the 1920s. Wilson with 227 yards, return yards, and 100 yards rushing, 2 TDs on the ground, and the 97-yard kickoff return, 3 TDs in all. Giants 52, New Orleans 27, and again, New Orleans just has a putrid defense. Manning was not that great, frankly, 22 for 35 for 259 yards and 4 touchdowns, but he also threw 2 interceptions, including one early that Albert Mack picked off and ran back 73 yards for a touchdown, gave the Saints a 7-0 lead, but the Giants came all the way back to lead 35-13 in the third quarter, looked like a laugher, but Breeze then threw a couple of touchdown passes. A 62-yard pass to Morgan, and then Sproles ran it in, and then a touchdown pass to Sproles to cut the lead to 35-27, but then Cruz caught a 10-yard touchdown pass. Wilson scored on a 52-yard touchdown run. That made it 49-27, and again, the final score, 52-27. Breeze, 26 for 43 for 354, 1 touchdown, 2 picks. Wilson, as I said, 13 rushes for 100 yards and 2 TDs. Ingram, 13 rushes for 68 yards for the Saints. Cruz, 8 receptions for 121 yards and a touchdown. Bennett with a touchdown catch. Nix with a touchdown catch, 4 receptions, 67 yards. Hickson with a beautiful touchdown catch in the corner of the end zone. and that was really it. The Saints season is essentially over. The Giants stay one game up in the NFC East over both the Cowboys and the Washington Redskins. This is the Steve Kallas Show. We're at Sports Talk Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Good news, everyone. Lumber Liquidators wants to send you a free catalog of hardwood flooring options. Call 800-421-1346. See how you can buy the highest quality flooring for the lowest possible prices. Here's what some of our customers have to say.
I've installed a lot of hardwood floors, but this is the best bang for the buck.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
I love Lumber Liquidators. I got quality products for less, and the online ordering was easy.
At Lumber Liquidators, we buy direct from the mills, and we pass the savings on to you. Call right now and get the floor guide and catalog absolutely free. It has hundreds of top quality flooring such as solid hardwoods, laminates, bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a transferable 100-year warranty. Our catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to help you find the right floor for you. Call 800-421-1346 and get your free catalog. 800-421-1346. That's 800-421-1346.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card.
Call
877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Kallas Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Kallas Show. Getting to the rest of the NFL. Lions in Green Bay to play the Packers, trying to cling to their slim playoff hopes. Lions jump out to a 14-0 lead, but the Lions just can't beat the Packers in Green Bay. I think the Packers have won like 11 in a row or something there. The Packers come back behind who else? Aaron Rodgers and a very good ground game. You know, Rodgers didn't have Rodgers-like numbers, but he ran the show. They had some good rushing yards. Packers come back to beat the Lions. Packers 27, Lions 20. Again, the Lions jump out to a 7-0 lead. Stafford bootlegs into the end zone by himself, and he hits Tony Scheffler for the touchdown, 14-0. But then Green Bay comes all the way back, fumble recovery, a touchdown. Rodgers with a 27-yard touchdown run to give them the lead late, 17-14. Detroit comes back and ties it up, but the Packers get a late DeJuan Harris touchdown, 24-17, final score, 27-20. Rodgers 14 for 24 for 173 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, but he did have a gigantic 27-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter that turned the game around. Green, 13 rushes for 69 yards for the Packers. Cobb had a monster game, 7 for 102 yards, but a couple of great catches at big times. Stafford, 27 for 45, 264 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. LeSure, 14 rushes for 49 yards. Bell, 12 rushes for 48 yards, but it wasn't enough for the Lions. Megatron, 10 receptions for 118 yards. Packers, 27. Lions, 20. And frankly, that just about any chance that the Lions had, and they only had a slim chance they had to run the table, are now gone. Packers 9-4, still lead their division. Bears 8-5, as you know, after their loss to the Vikings. Vikings 7-6. So that's there. That's a tough division right there. But the Packers now have a little separation from the Lions and from the Chicago Bears. Another game with playoff implications. The Steelers do get Big Ben back, but the Chargers, you know, what can you say about the Chargers? Maybe the most up-and-down team in football in the last, fill-in-the-blank, 10 years. I mean, they've been the up-and-down team for the last 10 years. Yesterday, they go into Pittsburgh. The Steelers do get Big Ben back after that amazing win last week over the Ravens. But the Chargers in Pittsburgh go into Pittsburgh, up 13-3.5, up 27-10 after three. They hold on for a 34-24 victory over the Steelers that really hurts the Steelers' playoff chances. They dropped to 7-6, but the Bengals lost. They dropped to 7-6. The Ravens lost. They dropped to 9-4. So they're still obviously in the mix. Yesterday, Roethlisberger was pretty good. 285, three touchdowns, one pick. No rushing to speak of. Dwyer, 8 for 32. It's been a problem, obviously, for the Steelers. Wallace, 7 receptions for 112 yards and 2 TDs. Miller, 5 for 66. Brown, 4 for 35 and a touchdown. But for the Chargers, Rivers, 21 for 41, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, and the all-important no picks. Matthews, 25 rushes for 65 yards. Alexander, 7 catches for 88 yards and 2 touchdowns. Spurlock, 7 for 64. Gates only 3 for 31, but it didn't matter. The Chargers get the win, 34-24 over the Steelers. Chargers only 5-8. Don't think they have a chance, even if they run the table. Number of other games. The 49ers did what they had to do in Miami. It was close, 49ers 6-3 at the half. 49ers blow it open late on a 50-yard run by Colin Kaepernick. And again, if you've watched the Kaepernick-Alex Smith thing and you watch the 49ers play, what you know is Kaepernick can do it with his feet. They were up 20-13 late. He had a 3rd-and-6. He bootlegged around the left end and ran 50 yards. I don't think it was a planned bootleg. I think it was a pass play that there was nobody open. And he ran virtually untouched 50 yards into the end zone. Game over. 49ers 27, Dolphins 13. Kaepernick 18 for 23 for 185. Tannehill 17 for 33 for 150 and a TD. Gore, 12 rushes for 63 yards and a touchdown. Crabtree, 9 for 93, 9 receptions for 93 yards. 49ers, 9-3-1. The Dolphins, 5-8. Number of other games. Seahawks humiliate the Cardinals. The Cardinals were 4-0, now they're 4-9. Seahawks, 58. Cardinals, nothing. A lot of complaints around the league today that they rubbed it in. They were passing late. You know, they were rushing and scoring touchdowns with the game out of reach, 44-0, 51-0. They were still throwing the ball. Wilson only 7 for 13 for 148 yards and a touchdown, but he didn't play the whole game. Marshawn Lynch, unbelievable, 11 for 128 rushing, 3 touchdowns. McCoy, 3 catches for 105 yards. Seattle, 58. Cardinals, nothing. Wisenhunt, the Cardinals coach, did go out and shake Pete Carroll's hand, but apparently the Cardinals are livid about what's happened. But, you know, the Seahawks with Russell Wilson as quarterback are going to make the playoffs. They're 8-5. Cardinals dropped to 4-9. Pete Carroll has them in the playoffs. They have a good defense, obviously. 58-0, a little much, but that's the way he decided to play it. Number of other games, the up-and-down Panthers were up yesterday. They beat the previously 11-1 Falcons at home. Panthers in Carolina, 30. Falcons, 20. Panthers, 4-9. Falcons, 11-2. Cam Newton, what you expected, 23 for 35 for 287 and 2 TDs. He hasn't done that all year. He was also their leading rusher, 9 for 116 yards and a touchdown. That's what he can do. Steve Smith, 7 receptions for 109 yards. Matty Ice, 34 for 49 for 342 and 2 TDs. Panthers, 30. Falcons, 20. The Eagles upset the Buccaneers' playoff hopes in Tampa Bay. Tampa now 6-7. The Eagles going nowhere, 4-9. But Nick Foles was unbelievable. 32 for 51 for 381 and 2 TDs, but he made some big throws late, including the last play of the game to win the game. No rushing for the Eagles. Macklin, 9 receptions for 104 yards and a touchdown. Eagles 23, Tampa Bay 21, Eagles 4-9, Tampa Bay 6-7. A few more games to get to quickly. Rams 15, Bills 12. Rams keep their playoff hopes alive. They're 6-6-1. The Bills out of it now totally. They're 5-8. Bradford 19 for 39 for 208 and a touchdown. Fitzpatrick 25 for 33 for 247 and a touchdown. Rams 15. The Bills 12. The Jets keep their slim playoff hopes alive. Jets 17. Jaguars 10. The Jets now 6-7, but believe it or not, still in the playoff hunt. Sanchez 12 for 19 for 111 yards. Henne 21 for 43 for 185. Powell, who I think is the Jets' best rusher myself, 19 for 78 in the TD. Jets 17, Jaguars 10. They're still in the hunt. The Browns, with a late surge at the end of the year, I thought they'd be better, but they're only 5-8. They bury the Chiefs in Cleveland. Cleveland 30, Chiefs 7. Brady Quinn, 10 for 21 for 159 yards for the Chiefs. Whedon, 17 for 30 for 217 yards for Cleveland. Charles had a monster game to no avail for the Chiefs, 18 rushes for 165 yards and a TD. Cleveland 30, the Chiefs 7. That was your most meaningless game of the day. Now tonight, as you know, the big one, Texans against the Patriots. Texans 11-1, Patriots 9-3. The Patriots could easily be 11-1. That's your ESPN game tonight at 8:30. Again, I think Brady and the Patriots know that if they can beat the Texans and get within a game, and the Texans have 2 games left with Indianapolis, if they beat the Texans and Indianapolis beats the Texans once, then the Patriots will be the number one seed. Keep in mind, the Patriots, 13-point lead. They lost to Seattle by one, and then they had 2 replacement ref games that they easily could have won, specifically based on bad calls by the replacement refs. Everybody talks about Seattle-Green Bay correctly, but the Patriots easily could be 11-1 like the Texans, but they're not. They're 9-3, and we'll see tonight. You got to, I think, like the Patriots in this one. I don't think the Texans or the Falcons were really the best team in their conference. The Falcons obviously losing to the Panthers yesterday. We'll see what happens with the Texans and the Patriots tonight. That's 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN nationally. Pretty much the only TV game in town, certainly the most important TV sports event tonight by far. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.